On Thursday, members of Canada's Assembly of First Nations gave Pope Francis a cradle board, a traditional baby carrier, and asked him to keep it overnight as he reflected on what happened to Indigenous children who were sent to Catholic residential schools, especially the 6,000 who died. They scheduled another meeting with the Holy Father for the next day. And the next day, the Pope apologized for the deplorable conduct of members of the Catholic Church. I ask God's forgiveness, he said. The contrition didn't happen overnight. The Indigenous community has waited for an apology from the Church for years. Popes and bishops and priests and their attorneys find it hard to say, I'm sorry. But Pope Francis said on Friday that he felt ashamed. Pain and shame for the role that several Catholics, particularly with educational responsibilities, have played in all that has hurt you, in the abuses and disrespect toward your identity, your culture, and even your spiritual values. Although she couldn't have been caught in the act of adultery alone, only the woman is brought forward today and made to stand there in the middle, in front of everyone. While cruel and sanctimonious bullies sought to trap Jesus, their strategy backfired. Jesus gained a disciple and moved the mission forward. While others may accuse us, Lent provides plenty of opportunities for self-inventory. Personally, I'd rather not deal with any of it. It's not that I'm lazy or clueless. I'm afraid. Acknowledging my mistakes and missteps and apologizing to myself for what I've done to myself is hard. It stimulates conversion and activates change. And change is hard. But without it, I do not move the mission forward. Just one thing St. Paul encourages us to do today. Forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead.